93.7, the river that goes top. Betty, Dog and Joe show on a Monday. So I'm sitting there, you know, I'm getting ready for the U.S. Open to start. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm all excited. It's early. I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to get the U.S. Open golf tournament going. And my phone rings. And it's this woman from New York. I don't recognize the number. And I say, hello? And she says, hi, is this Dog? And I said, yeah, who's this? And she said, I just wanted to know if we can start booking your transportation with air travel to Milan.
Oh.
And I said, Milan? What's this all about? Milan where? Milan, California? I've never heard of that. She said, no. You're going to be in our brand new lineup, and we want you to become a supermodel from some of our new items. And I said, well, where do you work? And she said, well, I work for Gucci. And I said, wow, really? You
this
want
sounds legitimate so far to the point.
It is. And I said, well, you want me to model Gucci? What kind of, you know, stuff do you want me to put on? And she said, well, our shoes and our pants and our whole new summer lineup of dad fashion. And I said, wow, okay. So I'll be going to Milan next week. I won't be here. It'll be Joe and Dana.
Okay.
And I'm going to
via boat?
No, I'm flying.
Oh.
I'm flying because they said that I really had such a great dad bod. They're going to charter a private plane with Sully Sullenberger. He's going to be my pilot.
Well, they're not lying about that. You do have a good dad bod.
That's the only way you'll fly, huh?
Yeah. So I said, okay, I'll go to Milan, and I'll put on some of your things, and I'll walk up and down the catwalk and all that. And I said, here's the thing, though. I said, expect the women to come out of their seats. If I'm on the catwalk, I will be accosted, so please beef up security. And she said, okay.
Well, expect the women to come out of their seats and quickly exit.
Yeah, come out of their seats and out of their skin.
Good Lord, what is that?
I'm watching this damn show yesterday. They start talking about all this dad design, and it is back, and this is fantastic. The new summer trend. Listen to this. This is so good. It's going to be Hawaiian shirts, button-up shirts, regular 501 jeans, and what Gucci Shoes has done is they've made a white chunky, is what they call it, a white chunky shoe that resembles the infamous dad shoe that usually has the New Balance in on it. Everybody's seen those ugly dad, those therapeutic cross-trainer dad shoes.
Oh, no.
Gucci has made a shoe that looks just like a New Balance dad shoe, but it's all kind of bedazzled with this Gucci kind of ghosted logo, and everybody's getting into this dad fashion. And if you don't know who the quintessential dad is, according to the piece I saw on TV, they said people are going to start rocking it like Jerry. Not Jerry Springer, Jerry Seinfeld. Remember how he used to wear his button-up shirt and he'd tuck it into the 501s and he had his big chunky Nikes on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the look?
They say that's the look, but you don't even have to tuck in anymore. You just wear button-up. And they said they want looser shirts. They want bigger collars. They want longer sleeves. Dads want comfort. And so now the kids want to be like dad. Dad is back, and dad is not bad, kids. Dad is good, and he looks good. We're rocking it.
Oh, my God.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally.
Well, that trend took a long time to take off. I was so hoping that was going to catch on sooner than it did.
And they're saying cargo shorts. And this is where it got creepy, though. They said,
because what'd you say about cargo shorts? What'd you just tell me? I had a whole line of cargo shorts, and what'd you say? Nobody wears shorts with pockets in them anymore. Why would you wear shorts with pockets in them?
Okay, I want you, if you're going to quote me on things, you got to date stamp them. When did that conversation take place?
I don't know. Last year?
No, it wasn't. That was like 10 years ago.
It was
even.
On the river.
Was it?
It was.
Yeah, I mean, I still have cargo shorts.
See, but I had this...
Why would I have ever gotten rid of them?
I had this conversation with you like 8 years ago over at the meth lab.
Absolutely.
And I told you,
that things are probably 12 years old.
Joe walked in, he had pockets on the side. I said, are those cargo shorts? He said, yeah, what's wrong with those? I said, no one wears those anymore. And Joe kept wearing them.
What did I tell you? It took a long time for this style and fashion to kick in.
So this is the thing, too. Short socks, cargo shorts, Hawaiian shirt, and chunky white orthopedic New Balance looking cross trainer shoes. That's the look. And they're not even doing skinny jeans anymore. They're rocking back dad jeans, they call them. And this is how they describe them. Unlike the dark wash skinny jeans that recently took the fashion world by storm, dad jeans are characterized by their lighter wash. Did someone hint to acid? Are they going back to acid wash? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, are you out of your mind?
Goofball.
The lighter wash jeans are going to have a notorious looser fit. Dad jeans are the next generation of the boyfriend jean. Their waist runs a little bit higher than their trendier counterparts, but somehow they just work on everybody, from the former president, like Obama, to Jason Sudeikis. While jeans may have been derided earlier in the decade, high fashion has reclaimed them and brought them back in vogue.
Did it say their waistline may run a little higher than most, but people are all right with it? Because that's not going to be good for a dad bod.
Well, no, but
you don't want a high waistline.
Well, no, but they're not the skinny cut low ride jeans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're normal.
Okay.
They're normal.
The funny thing about this article is boyfriend jeans are actually girl jeans that they wear to look like they're wearing their boyfriend jeans. That's what that cut is about.
Oh, I didn't even know what that meant.
Yeah. And then the funny thing about this whole thing is, like, mom jeans have been, like, a big fashion trend, and so has acid wash, actually, for women for a couple of years now. So finally, apparently, you men are catching up.
Give
it to us.
What are mom jeans? Are those like PTA jeans, like what Jessica Simpson wore?
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. Seriously, is that really what they are?
Yeah. And
they're slightly high-waisted.
Yeah.
And they come up and they button and they hold tight to the booty.
Yeah, they really sculpt the booty.
But they're not skinny jeans.
They're like old school, like Jordache looking.
Mm-hmm.
And chicks wear them up nice and high, so every
now and again, those are the mom jeans.
You might get a ninja boot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they're doing.
Todd, why did you say that?
Yeah, well, you're mowing right on through, Dana.
Yes, I love Dana.
You'll get one of those.
Yeah, sure, Dana goes, you betcha, ninja boot.
Oh, you got me.
He talks so fast, that's why I just hold back. You got to let it go.
Dad sneakers. Nothing goes better with a pair of dad jeans than a pair of dad sneakers. Functional, comfortable. Dad sneakers have been dubbed the coolest sneakers to buy right now for both men and women. Yeah! And you know New Balance, man, they've sold like 200 pairs of shoes in their like 60-year history. They're chomping at the bit right now that these are in.
I never knew why people made fun of them in the first place. It's a good shoe. I've worn New Balance for years.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
No, right now. You know what? I did lose Skechers. That's why I question this about the shoe, because I was a New Balance fan and still am, but I found a better shoe. It's the Skechers slip-on.
Joe was rocking the dad bod fashion before he even had kids.
When I showed up here in 04, I had cargo pants on and New Balance. And I was only 28, man.
Man.
What's up, ladies?
Here's the thing, though, Dana. Here's the thing. We all teased Joe about it, you know, a long time ago wearing this stuff, but we had forgotten he used to be a Guess jeans model.
Oh, this is true.
So that's where his fashion sense came from. He's always been
He knew what to hold on to.
Yeah, and he knew to rock it early and when to let it out, and that's the whole thing with fashion, man. It's timing.
Well, so, I don't know why you got to make fun of it. It was a short career, but it was there.
Hang on, though. I think we now need to have a dad bod fashion show with Joe, because he clearly has all of the elements to put on a little fashion show for people.
Could we set up a runway after show? And maybe here's the thing.
We could.
Here's the thing, Dana. I'll get into this too. Do we have a dad bod fashion show, and we'll release some of the summer fashions or fall fashions? Mm-hmm. And then does it go further? Do we host a Mr. Dad Bod Sacramento?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like where this is going. That. Yeah, that's kind of fun.
And here's what we do with this. And again, there's
no need to fly to Milan. Just stay in Sacramento.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. And this just came into.
Bring Milan to us.
Mm-hmm.
It just hit me with this. So this is just work. You know, we're just barfing out of our brains right now. None of this is rehearsed or planned, obviously.
No.
Why would it be?
So here's what we do if we have a dad bod Mr. Sacramento. What we do is they rock their fashion and all that, and it's the best dad bod ensemble. And here's the thing, though. The way they get extra style points is by female applause. But then what they do is they bring the receipts in, and whoever spent the least, spends the least amount of money on their ensemble, that's how they chalk up extra points, because everyone knows dad bod fashion stems from dad being too tight.
I like that, because I win right now. I haven't spent a dime.
No.
Well, I do recall Dog at some point getting a killer deal on some K-Swiss. So.
Hey, K-Swiss are dad shoes, right? I mean, those are chunky white shoes. Those are Jerry Springer. I mean, Jerry Seinfelders.
So we want to see your discounts. We want to see you not pay full retail price for anything.
Yeah. That's what you do. Here's the thing. Walk right into a Ross. You walk into a Ross on a Tuesday, man. You're like dad rocking it. The dad shirts. It says here, gone are the days of skin-tight shirts that cut suffocatingly close to your body. As a decade has progressed, shirts for men have gotten looser, and we've welcomed patterns such as prints and stripes of the late 90s back into our closets. Even Hawaiian shirts, which Dad really never stopped wearing, are once again a necessity, proving that the must-have collection for 2018 is the one that's been flourishing in your dad's closet its entire life. They want bold, loud prints, and they don't. You don't even have to tuck them; you just button them and you rock them.
That's the one part of the ensemble I lack.
The Hawaiian shirt.
The shirts. I don't really carry too many button-up shirts.
Yeah,
I've got a few, but they're flannels.
Uh-huh.
Most of mine are t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I would have to throw a receipt down on the table.
Okay. Well, you can't spend full price.
No, no. Oh, my God. Well, I want to go to Goodwill.
I could go home tonight, man, and I could blow this thing out of the water. I mean, I could write said Fred this runway tomorrow.
Write said Fred this.
I could do it.
What are you going to do with shorts? You ain't got cargo shorts. They've been against the rule for you since I've known you.
Yeah, but my shorts are loose.
Like they're not cargo.
You need the pockets.
They have got to be cargo shorts. You're going to have buttonable pockets on
you
both
do not,
legs.
Yeah, and you do not wear low-cut socks. You always wear high-cut socks.
Yeah. So I got to get the... Here's the other
thing. He does own a few, though, Dana.
Oh.
I got booty socks, but they're not the dad socks.
Booty socks.
See, here's the thing, though.
His have little balls on the back.
Yeah, yeah. And Joe's always trying to bite them.
No, I don't do that anymore.
First washing, then biting, Joe. You have a problem.
I do wear the low-cut socks when I go golf, you know, because it gets rid of the damn tan line. Plus, I don't like... When you wear socks, you get stickers and stuff. If you hit the ball in the crap, you always get foxtails in your high socks, so that's why I wear the low ones.
And you can use those balls to clean the clubs off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know why you do that if you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
I use that machine when I'm washing balls.
But dad socks are the higher cut booty socks. You know the dad socks that are like, they're supposed to be
short? They're like a little bit above your
ankle?
Yeah,
they're like 4 inches above. Those.
Got a pair of those as well.
No, I know you do.
No. Throw those away and burn them.
No way. I'm going to do
burn
this. I
want
to envelop this contest. I will actually possibly win something.
Oh, my God. You can. Yeah. I want to talk to the ladies. Should we do a Mr. Dad Bod Sacramento? We got to coordinate on this because I didn't think about doing a fashion show.
I don't want you in this with me. I want to take this as a secure victory. You're going to
give me a run
for the
money. Oh, you just want to compete against yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a competition.
I don't want to play against Dog. He might win.
Hey. Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you for that. Yeah. Coming up on Wednesday, we might release some of our new lineup.
I think we should do one.
We might catwalk it on the after show.
Let's do one this week, man.
Yeah. Not fair
I'll
to Dana,
I'll coordinate it.
Dana's going to have to hold the camera.
It's okay.
I mean...
I already know how we're going to make this happen.
We
so.
Can let her put those eclipse glasses on.
I still have them.
You can't see nothing through them. Dog and Joe.